Blog Talk Radio.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and all of the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got you, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it to God.
Please.
Hallelujah. I made it thus far by the grace of God. 2 Corinthians 12:8-9 says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to make a way from what I was dealing with. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. To the word that means. Where the grace of God is sufficient for all of those that believe. I thank God for each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she'll give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Praise God and good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, Lord, for another day. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are able to come together and hear the word, Father God, and run scriptures and read scriptures. We're thankful, Father God. We don't want to take anything for granted, Lord. And Lord, we're just thankful that we know that we're a child of God. So thankful, Father God, that you have forgiven us and now we can move on, but we are saved by grace through faith. And so, Father God, help us to continue to hear that word and have that word in our hearts so we can meditate on it. So when someone come up against us and tell us that we're not something, we can tell them who we are and whose we are.
Hallelujah.
So we claim this new lifestyle, this new walk with you, Father God, and we're so thankful that your mercy is new and renewed every day, Father God. And so we just have to receive it, Lord. So help us to receive it, Father God. And Lord, we casting all our cares on you, Father God, because we know you care for us, Father God, and we're so thankful to know that in your word it tells us that we are heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. That is so powerful, Father God. And we're so thankful, Father God, to know that you thought enough of us that we could be heirs. And Lord, we just ask that you will continue to have your way with our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. Continue to bless him going in and coming out. As us as well, continue, Lord, to crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high and being led by the Spirit of God, Lord. And we just give you thanks right now, Father God. And, Lord, we're thanking you for all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. And you said in your word, you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you continue, Lord, to just keep us in the palm of your hand because you love us just that much. So, Lord, we ask that you would just help us to receive this word. And bless each and every one. And we're thanking you, Father God, for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bell. Awesome
God
prayer.
Bless.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are talking about the revelation of God's grace. Remember a few things. First of all, that you're a new creation. This new creation operates on the grace of God. Let me say that again. The new creation operates on the grace of God. And we're talking about the revelation of the grace of God. See, in the Old Testament, you don't have what we have in the New Testament. In the New Testament, or the New Covenant, which is the covenant of grace, God's favor, that's what grace is anyway. The revelation of it is to uncover some things. And we left off yesterday talking about growing in it. You got to grow in these things that God has revealed to us. In the Old Testament, they could never be the light of the world. They could never be the salt of the earth. They weren't allowed that. But in the New Testament, the Bible says that we're the very righteousness of God. So that's the revelation of that. That's God's revelation of righteousness. They didn't have righteousness in the Old Testament. Their sins was covered. Our sins are remitted. It's gone bye-bye. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. They didn't have that in the Old Testament. They couldn't do that, but we can. We can be God's temple, a mobile temple. God calls us his sons and daughters. So we're to grow in this stuff. We're a member of his body, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. We're members of the body of Christ. I just know that this grace that we're talking about, this unmerited favor, we have to grow in it. Remember, God made us a new creation. I'm going to ask Pastor to read 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19. You have to see this. You've been reconciled to God. Yeah, you're back in God's hand. You may not see it. You may not believe it. But at one time, Satan dominated. Matter of fact, those that are outside the will of God, he dominates them right now. Because they're not in God's new covenant. He has a new covenant. Just like he had an old covenant, he got a new covenant. This new covenant is not about going to church. It's about being the church. Know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're the temple. God lives in you. That's real. He used to live in the temple in Jerusalem before Christ came and died and the tent rendered. They all had to go to Jerusalem with their sacrifices, with the blood of oxen and bulls. That's where they had to go to. Jerusalem. But you don't have to go to Jerusalem now. You don't have to kill an ox or the blood of a goat or the ashes of a heifer. You don't have to do that. By faith, we use the blood of Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said they wouldn't know how to kill one anyway and get the blood. Praise God. You don't have to practice that. You, by faith, you use the blood of Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, in 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19, read that for us, Pastor.
All right. 18 and 19 from the King James. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Amen.
Amen. Do you have that in another virgin, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. I was looking at the Message Bible. Amen.
Okay.
It says, God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has us. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. Amen, amen.
Amen. See, the war is over, brothers and sisters. We don't, matter of fact, the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood over in Ephesians 6. The war is over. It's over. The conflict is over. The hostility is over. We're one with God now.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the revelation of his grace. That's what his grace does for us. It makes us one with him. Now, we need to grow in this stuff. Not just accept it. No, we need to start growing in it. Growing in it. Growing in it. That's what needs to happen. We need to grow in it. We're his sons and we're his daughters. We have the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
It's, in other words, it's peace time. God, we're made peace with God now. In the Old Testament, they didn't have this peace. They didn't have peace with God. We have peace with God through Christ. So we got to grow in this. We're a living stone. And we're being built up in a spiritual house. That's what growth is. It's building up, building up, building up. Spiritual. Oh, I got a receipt for you now. In 1 Peter 2:5. Read that for us, Pastor. 1 Peter 2:5. Listen, brother and sister, in the old, they didn't have that. They didn't have that. They could never be called the light of the world and the salt of the earth. But we can. We just have to grow in this stuff. We have to grow in the fact that we are part of a chosen generation. We're part of a royal priesthood. We're part of a holy nation. And you don't have to put on certain clothes that don't make you holy. That would be another lie. Some people think the only people holy is people who wear their dress all the way to the floor. Their hair don't never be combed. They got hats on. And people think because they have the outer appeal, that don't make them holy. It's the word of God. It's your faith in that word.
Thank you.
That's what it is. We become friends with God.
Mm-hmm.
After the disagreement, our disagreement was we were like sinners. Now we can be like Christ, okay? Because we're new. Read 1 Peter 2:5 for me, please. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pastor. Says you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah. We're growing in the spirit. We're growing.
Yeah.
We're growing in God's grace. That's what we're doing. Remember, is that in Ephesians? We'll read that. I know it's in, I think it's over in Ephesians. But it's in Peter, too. But we'll just use Peter for right now. We'll go to 2 Peter 3:18. He said, but grow in grace. See, I like that. When he said, but, that's when you got to pay attention. Anytime you see the word but, pay attention. Oh, I know what you just read, but. You know, it's sort of like when you're telling the story or you hear someone telling the story. They say, honey, that girl had that beautiful dress on, but. Well, you know about the beautiful dress. Now you want to hear what the but is because the but is going to be very important. She had on this glamorous outfit. And shoes and matches, diamonds, and all of this stuff. But, and when you hear but, it's like, uh-oh, what? See, so but should raise your eyebrows. But should open your eyes. but grow mm-hmm. in grace. So that's important. So when you see things like, but no, it's something mighty, something awesome, something great is getting ready to happen. So he said, but grow in grace and in the yes. knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Yeah.
We gotta grow in grace. You just don't take yeah. grace. Oh, well, I got saved by grace. Well, that's good. Are you growing? Have you grown in you spiritually?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Are you loving the same way you were 30 years ago, 20 years ago? Are you doing things any different? Have you learned to love your enemy, those that despitefully use you? Are you the same Christian person that got saved 25 years ago? Have there been any growth?
Mm. Have mercy.
Oh, I know you're saved, sanctified. Oh, you've been telling folks that's 15, 20 years. Okay, I'm glad to know y'all there. But have you grown in it, in the grace that God put on your life? Are you still
Amen.
Just saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? But have you grown in it? Are you a midget? Or gidget. It's bad,
yes.
man. When you get born and you'll never grow, you're the same
yes.
size you were in the first grade when you were in the 12th grade. No, something wrong. It's
yes.
wrong with Christians who can't love
Amen.
Their enemy. They ain't growing. Gotta grow.
Remember,
growth is a process, man.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Amen.
It's not automatic. You got to go in some valleys. You got to
yeah.
go up some mountains.
Yeah.
You got to go through things. This is a pressing where you got to press yourself. You got to smile when you don't want to smile. That's what growth
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
You
got to
bite your tongue about certain things. Folks that lied on you and said this and that and the third. But there should be enough grace in you.
Ooh.
Bless God. So you can overlook some of that stuff.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all still ready to go grab your nine. You ready to go get the shotgun. You ready to go get the gun. You ready to go cut them. I'll cut them so short they have to wear crutches under their ears. You ready to cut them already. When you going to ever develop? When you going to ever evolve? See, growth
mm-hmm.
requires increase. That's
yeah.
been increased. Not in
yeah.
anything, but in grace. Can
Amen.
You imagine everybody still in kindergarten? Can you imagine if everybody's still in the first grade? There's growth
Amen.
In everything. Even the very telephone you may be talking on, there's growth. I remember when they had these things, had these round, and you had to turn it with one finger, and you go,
mm-hmm.
then back over. You know,
yes.
I mean, you had to.
Amen. The
yeah.
rotary dial. Yes.
Rotary dial. Thank you very much, sister. Rotary dial. Y'all remember
mm-hmm.
this? I mean, even
yeah.
with the cell phone, I remember that cell phone was big as a book.
Amen.
And you could
mm-hmm.
barely call somebody. Now they make those things so razor thin, you can put your whole life history and everything going on in the world. Put Miss Google up there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I read
yeah.
a sign that said, I don't need a wife. I just ask Google everything. That's supposed
Have
to be
mercy.
A joke.
Have mercy.
You know how some men have to ask their wife everything. Honey, what about this? Honey, what about this? Well, this sign says, I don't need a wife because I can ask Google everything. My Google know everything or something like that. But anyway, the moral of that story is in that little phone, you got all the information you need for whatever.
Right.
That's growth. Yeah. I know they're getting ready to go back to flip-top phones. I get all of that. But let me tell you what, there used to be a flip phone. People got away from flip phones, and they got phones now open up like a book, and it's double the size
yeah.
that the regular screen is. It costs you a little bit more. It's about $1,500.
Amen.
But it's growth. You have to grow.
Yeah.
And we can't grow no any kind of way.
Damn.
We got to grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ. Yes.
Yeah.
I read that. We have to grow to that measure.
Yes.
So we got some growing to do. Are you ready to lay your life down for your friend, for your brother, somebody you don't even know?
Amen.
So we got to grow in grace. We got to grow until we get Christ's mind. Can we act just like Christ acts in everything?
Amen. Amen.
We got to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have the Father's heart.
Yeah.
God wants us to be like him. That's of always. Yeah. I don't know what church you've been to. I don't know what you've heard. But God's will is he's always wanted us to be like him. I read that we were made in his image and after his likeness. So what is that? Hey. Huh? That's just like God. When Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Hey, that's growth. That's development. That's progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're growing. And I'm just going to go and say, when he says grow here in Peter, did you read that, Pastor, out of 2 Peter 3:18? Okay, you want to read that from the Messenger Bible?
Okay. All right. Oops. I need my paper here. Okay. It said, but you, friends, are well warned. Be on guard, lest you lose your footing and get swept off your feet by these lawless and loose-talking teachers. Grow in grace and understanding of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Master, now and forever. Yes. Amen.
That's what we're aiming for. The knowledge of the Lord and our Savior. That's full grown. When you become like Christ, you're full grown.
Amen.
So if you're here and you don't have an area to grow in, welcome to heaven.
All right.
So we all got some growing to do. Paul said he's pressing his way.
Yeah.
We all just need to hear the Lord speak.
Amen.
And then we all need to hear him speak the same thing. Remember in Ephesians 4, we won't go there today. Maybe we'll pick it up on Sunday. But we're to grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ. That's why we had the five gifts. So we can grow. You don't have the five gifts to run out here and brag about what gifts you got and this, that. Oh, I'm a prophet. I'm an evangelist. I talked to my sister yesterday. She said, no, baby, you what the word of God says you are. That's what you are. And we all are brothers and sisters, people. Forget the title stuff, okay? Forget the title stuff. We're brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll come to a place where everybody can tune in. Those that would like to, you may have a word, just press 1 or begin. Hallelujah. This is about growth. You got to grow in grace. You got to grow beyond what folks say about you. You got to grow above what you think. You got to grow above what you feel. A lot of people can't receive this. Salvation because they haven't grown in it. They're the same person they were 20 years ago when they got saved. They don't have no more knowledge about Christ. See, that's what we're growing in the things of Christ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people still think it's okay for Jesus to be on the cross. Jesus ain't on no stinking cross. Jesus was resurrected. So if you win him around your neck, you're talking about a defeated Christ. I'm talking about a resurrected Christ, one who declared that all power is in his hand, power in heaven and in earth. Someone that's seated at the right-hand side of the Father, get to that knowledge and know it's okay for you to grow to that place. It's okay for you to grow to having his mind. It's okay.
Thank you, okay.
Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Well, yes, it will be a little experience there. You need to go to a place that when you pray, just don't start begging God. Learn to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Most folks start begging him first. Stop begging God. He's given you everything. All you got to do is start claiming some of the stuff. It's right down to your nose. You got to grow to that.
Yeah.
To be thankful first. And then secondly, start praising him.
Amen.
There's about 4 or 5 steps to prayer for you even, because he already know what you're going to ask him for. You ain't got to go to God asking him, Jack, because he already know. So when you go there thanking him, Lord, thank you. You've seen my heart. You know what I desire. And I know you'll get the desires of my heart. Thank you for it. When you did that, you just kept the devil out of your business. You didn't even have to open your mouth.
Thank you.
Amen.
Because the moment you say you want this and want that, the devil sending, he's sicking those dogs. He's sicking those spirits at you. Yeah, go stop that car from going over there. Let's stop that person from getting that loan. Stop that person. See, Satan want to hear what you begging God for so he can get in the middle of it. But when you start thanking him, Satan get confused. Like, well, when did God give her that car, that house, or that thing, or that promotion on the job?
Hallelujah!
Because that's all he's hearing. He don't know what God did for you. You hear it in grace anyway.
Amen.
That's right.
But anyone have anything you'd like to share? I'm sorry, I'm being rushy and pushy, but. I'm working today. Anyone?
Well,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Good afternoon to everyone. God bless everyone.
God bless.
I got on late, but it was an awesome broadcast. I just want to say I'm thankful for the fact that God gave us his heart and his mind to be like. We can be like that because situations that come up, if I handle it the way I want to, it wouldn't turn out right. So you handle things the way God wants you to. The fact is that always turns out right. It won't turn out no other way but right. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I like to give a praise report. I had asked us to pray for Sister Carolyn on yesterday, and today I found out that she's doing a lot better, and she may be going home. So we just thank God for the prayers. She had, I think she was at work, and I think she had suffered a heart attack. So we just thank God that, you know, she's all right now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Anyone else? Thank you so much for the praise report. Anyone else?
Amen.
Okay. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, let's keep one another lifted up in prayer. And we'll see you all on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. I know it's Super Bowl. I don't care about that. It's the Word of God going forth at 12 o'clock. We will be doing a review. So look forward to seeing you guys. And we'll talk about some of the things that we talked about this week. Meanwhile, stay blessed in Jesus' name.